Mike Schultz is the entertainment editor and the movie critic for the River Cities Reader.
You guys don't need that third mic, do you?
No, we don't.
Okay, don't. Right. Darren, don't.
I feel bad.
Oh, no.
No.
We should be able to hear you. Come on.
Well, you're really the star of the show, Mike. What did we see? And by we, I mean you, because I ain't been to the pictures in forever.
That's right. Captain Phillips, the Tom Hanks movie.
Right.
Oh, man, it's good. So good.
Really?
It's so good. It starts out a little bit shaky where you're like, oh, they're really trying to set Tom Hanks up as a hero, as a very generic, very, you know, blue-blooded American hero. And it's like, all right, and then the Somali pirates are going to come and... But it's not like that at all. It is intense as hell. The Somalis, you kind of understand why they're pirates and what they're doing, and you feel a little bit of empathy for them. And Tom Hanks becomes a little bit off-putting, and the rest of the crew is not quite as heroic as you want them to be. And it's all scary and well-edited, and the last 10 minutes of that movie, man, Tom Hanks does better acting than I've ever seen from him ever.
Really?
Two-time Academy Award winning Tom Hanks.
It was one of those moments where I was like, where you really get floored going, oh, first of all, right, I forgot he's good because he's been not good for so long.
Yeah.
He just kind of blows you away in the last 10 minutes. It's stunning. He had me kind of shaking going, whoa,
this sounds
man.
Like one of your favorites of the year.
It is one of my favorites of the year. It's awfully good.
See, I would have lost a lot of money on that bet.
Yeah, I was surprised at how much I liked it. It was fantastic.
Wow.
So yeah, go see that. And the only other thing I saw was Machete Kills.
Yeah.
Danny Trejo at it again, lopping off some heads. You know, some heads are going to roll.
Yeah.
And I get what we're doing. I get that it's a tacky 70s drive-in movie. Don't we have anything better to do, really, at the end of the day, than cast Mel Gibson as a, you know, cackling megalomaniac in space? I mean, really, don't we? She's actually pretty good.
Yeah, and her
machine gun breasts. Yeah.
Next to it.
Machete!
She's pretty funny. There are a few pretty funny people in it. Damien Bashir is pretty funny, I got to admit. He's good. Charlie Sheen is not funny, but Charlie Sheen hasn't been funny for, you know, 20 years. Yeah. I mean, if really you want to go and you want to see an intentionally tacky, terrible movie, all right, enjoy. I have better things to do with my 2 hours.
I've got a list here of the movies that are opening this week, and we'll start with the Carrie remake. I could swear they remade this not that long ago.
There was a Carrie 2 or something like that, wasn't there? Like the late 90s?
Wasn't there one with the chick from Wet Hot American Summer where she was Carrie? The chick where... The chick that Cooper's in love with. I don't know that she's been in anything else.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Is Susan Sarandon the crazy mom?
No, Julianne Moore is the crazy mom.
That
works. Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with that. There was a sequel to Carrie, and I thought they did like a TV version too.
That's ringing a bell for me.
I'm not quite positive.
Well, this one stars our friend Chloe Grace Moretz as Carrie, a telekinetic girl who unleashes her power on her classmates at her senior prom. Julianne Moore, this time, is the religiously fanatical mother, based on the book by Stephen King, which was turned to a movie in 1976 with, I keep forgetting John Travolta the jerk guy in that movie.
So good. Oh, sure he was.
Yeah, they're all good.
Let's play a clip from this one. This is Carrie, where she's waiting for her prom date to show up. It's Carrie, and it's in theaters all around the Quad Cities, both sides of the river, as of today. Carrie.
He's not coming.
It's a trick.
You see, Mama? You see, it's all gonna be okay.
Oh, repent. It's not too late.
Mama, don't ruin this for me. I'll be home early.
I'm gonna have to tell that boy the truth, that your father took me and you were born
You'll say
in
nothing,
sin.
Mama.
And from that sin, was born another.
I'm warning you, Mama.
Fell from the tower.
Oh, spooky.
You're kind of a downer, Mom.
Yeah. Mom's not a good time.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Mom's a buzzkill.
Also opening today, Escape Plan, a new Sylvester Stallone movie?
Oh, my God.
I've heard nothing about this.
Yeah, I've seen this preview a lot.
Sylvester Stallone is a security expert who busts out of prisons for a living to test their security flaws. What could go wrong? He's betrayed by a client and locked up in a top secret location. He has to rely on his new cellmate, Arnold Schwarzenegger,
to help him escape.
Oh,
what were the odds?
Vincent D'Onofrio plays Sly's business partner. Also, 50 Cent and Amy Ryan from The Office are members of the security team. Jim Caviezel is the prison warden.
You're kidding.
No.
Where's he been?
This is quite a lineup.
Wow.
Yeah, well, he's on TV now with the person of interest.
Is he?
Right, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
CBS. Here,
I'm glad he's employed.
Escape plan, which is at theaters today.
I need to get into the isolation area. Okay, good.
All right. That's a favor.
And sometimes favors hurt.
Really?
See what you can do.
All right.
You hit like a vegetarian.
Try this. Hurt? What's good? Look what's coming. Relax. Let's pretend.
I did you a favor.
Boy, oh boy.
Do you think is it an affectation now? Does he really actually speak just completely proper King's English? But he just knows that that's his bread and butter.
It reminds me of, on the Love-a-thon growing up, whenever Jerry Lewis would bring Charo out, he'd always have to make a comment that you've lived in this country how many years and you still have that ridiculous accent? I don't know. I buy into it. Because what would be the incentive to lose the accent?
None.
Right?
No. We'd never know who he was.
The Fifth Estate also opens today with Benedict Cumberbatch playing WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. I would have bet money that I blew either of those names. I made it through.
I made it through flawlessly.
I'd like a little. Thank you. It's a thriller about how he helped create the means for whistleblowers to anonymously leak information about corporate crimes and eventually covert military operations. Here's a little something from The Fifth Estate. This is in theaters here, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's in theaters today.
14 pages in The Guardian, 12 in The New York Times. This is more coverage than all the leaks we have had combined. We're winning an information war, which goes beyond any short-term alliance we have with the mainstream media. Do you want to throw it all away because you fear that some U.S. government informer might come to harm?
These are human beings, Julian. And their lives are at stake.
Well, what about the lives of the soldiers and the civilians involved in these conflicts? Death squads, unreported civilian casualties, countless incidents of friendly fire. This is information the world needs to know. So the next time you find yourself lecturing me about this organization, please try to remember why I created it. Me.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. I'm actually really looking forward to Carrie. I got to admit, those are two awesome actresses for that role and good director.
Someone texted in, the movie we're thinking about is The Rage, Carrie 2.
Thank you.
Looks can
Fantastic.
Kill.
Fantastic, yes.
That came out in 1999,
okay.
And there was a made-for-TV version of Carrie that came out in 2003.
Patricia Clarkson,
okay. And Carrie was played in that one.
By Drew Carey.
No, by actress.
That would be great.
Actress.
Let's see that. C-A-R-E-Y Carey.
Drew Carey's going to the prom.
Angela Bettis was Carey in the made-for-TV movie with Patricia Clarkson as the mother. There you go.
Hey, we both did kind of good.
There it is. He's Mike Schultz. He's off to the movies. We're David Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.